This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. And what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Let's dive right into today. Yesterday, we talked about being present. What does Kung Fu Panda say? The past is a past. The future is a future. Today is a present. That's why they call it a gift. And today, I want to talk about accepting change as nature does. When the seasons change, every change is part of evolution. What's happening within the world right now, the resistance, the fear, the anxiety is all coming from a resistance to change. And I'll give you an example from a monetary sense. So if you think about the monetary system, we started out with a bartering system, okay? We used to barter, and there's a huge flaw with that monetary system. For example, if I shoot horses and you grew corn, the only way that we could barter is if I needed my horses shoed. And if I needed corn, right? So there was a mismatch in the bartering system. So what if you needed corn, but that person didn't either horses shoe? Does that make sense? Right? Or you grew wheat and I have plenty of wheat and you don't need any of my services. And so the bartering system was extremely flawed. Then they moved into, I think it was coins, and then they started clipping coins and they went into paper dollars and then they went into fiat currency. And so what we're experiencing right now is evolution. It's change. And we have to understand that as human beings, we are stuck in a cyclic pattern of repetitive processes, and we're here to expand consciousness, not to repeat it. But the thing is, what's been bred into us is safety, security. Don't leave your job. Don't leave. And it's like this thing that's been put into us where it's like, we don't take risk. But that's what humanity is. It's all about taking risk. That's why we became human. We're greater than the beast. We're not dogs. We're not cats. Dogs are pure subconscious. They just wake up, they eat, they procreate. They wake up, they love, they eat, they procreate. But we have a thinking mind. We get to take action. We get to have emotions. We get to have a conscious mind where we can have free will to create whatever we want. But change is inevitable. Every 10 years, you completely change as a person. If you fast for 72 hours, all your cells regenerate. So that change that you're resisting right now, that very change that you're resisting is the thing that you should be doing. And now here's what happens. I left corporate America and the change was dramatic. And through that process, I lost my money twice. And so that resistance to wanting to change and go into new things came with a lot of things that I had to learn. And so there was all these moments where my body was saying, go back. You got an executive banking degree, a four-year business degree. You can go back and work at a bank. But I knew, just like the seasons change, just like nature goes through evolution, I needed to go through evolution. Because if I didn't, I would be in the exact same position that I was, repeating the exact same cycles. I guarantee you that if I would have stayed in corporate America, I would have ended up with an addiction again because I was so far out of alignment. So I was willing to take that risk. I was willing to take that chance to go through the evolutionary change to become who I'm meant to be. And now I'm living heaven on earth. I don't work a day in my life. Every single day I wake up, I'm excited to get to work. I'm excited to do the things that I need to do. And I want to encourage everybody to embrace change. Remember, there's no problem. This too shall pass. You have to go through discomfort. You have to go through change. You have to go through an evolutionary process. So with all these change happening within the world, economic change, you know, climate change, all this stuff, whatever you believe in or don't believe in, change is inevitable. All things come to an end. So yesterday we talked about being present. So being truly present in this moment right now, knowing that the thing you desire, the imagination, the thing that you're imagining right now are the things that can be created. Because if you can think it, you can create it. But you have to know that there is an evolutionary process that you have to go through. And sometimes it's going to get dark. And sometimes it's going to be scary. And sometimes it seems like it's never going to work out. But just like the seasons, summer always comes. Spring always comes. Winter always comes. So what happens? We go through the brutal summer in Arizona. We go into winter and it gets really cold. And then all of a sudden, the birds start chirping. The sun gets nice and warm. The flowers start to bloom and spring comes once again. You're no different than nature, family. Just like nature, nature has to shed all its leaves to birth new leaves, to bring in new life. It has to go through a grueling process in the summertime. It has to go through those freezing winters. But every single spring and after every single storm, the rainbow always comes out. So let's stop resisting change. Let's step into it, knowing that we are built just like the earth, just like nature, and the universe is within you. And change is inevitable. And change is a good thing. Staying the same makes you like the beast. We were greater than the beast. You can think, you can walk, you can talk, you can expand consciousness. So it's time to get present. It's time to embrace that change and understand that as the seasons change, everything will change. And it's going to be okay, guys. There's no problem. The no problem. You're creating the problem within your life. So I hope this message reaches you well. You know, as we talked about Tuesday, it's time to get really present, family. This is the time. Start to use your imagination. I mean, I'm going deep into manifestation. Before I just did this podcast, I had I am affirmations playing into my water. You might think I'm crazy, but the water is, our body is what, 80% water? So I'm playing I am affirmations into my water before I drink it. I play I am affirmations at night. I wake up and I do my I am affirmations. I'm a walking, breathing affirmation machine, imagination, creation, and creating the reality around me. You can do this. I love you guys. I appreciate you. As we always say, warriors, rise, get your shit together.